with COVID and the lockdowns, people weren't able to be as active as they could. And I think a lot of the younger generation were potentially falling in to the habit of computer games, the virtual world, and then they find it extremely difficult to actually be in the reality of the world, both psychologically and just to be able to exercise and keep themselves healthy. And the main thing with COVID is, you know, you've got to keep yourself healthy. We don't know what's round the corner, and obesity at the moment is the biggest killer that's not really being tackled, especially when you're looking at more of the low-level sort of deprived areas. It never seems to be a priority, which not only are there huge physical benefits, there's massive psychological benefits to training. So it really does tick every box and addresses a lot of mental health issues as well. You know, it's an easy way of taking pressure off of the NHS by just keeping ourselves fit and healthy, both mentally and physically. Athletes in all different sports have the responsibility to be in their local gyms, to be that role model, to be that inspiration. And I mean, this gym in particular, it's not a corporate gym, so it's not faceless. It's very, very much an old school gym where everyone's made to feel welcome.